I'd like to welcome Edith Brockman, our visitor today, and declare the meeting open at 3:31 p.m. The Shire of Noongar would like to acknowledge the Goyang people, who are the traditional custodians of this land. The Shire of Noongar would also like to pay respect to elders both past and present of the Noongar Nation and extend that respect to other Aboriginals present. Attendance is recorded. We have no apologies.
Sorry, Madam President, we have an apology for a governance officer and then.
Thank you.
A bit of a shout.
She's here, there.
Yeah, no. You would have to stand there.
Yeah,
what I did, I
wiggled
my nose and.
That's going to look fabulous in the recording. Sorry.
It's all right.
As we have no approved leaves of absence for this meeting, would anyone like to apply for a leave of absence for June meeting? Martin.
All of June.
All of June.
And possibly, yes. I'll try and get back for July.
Thank you. Now we need a moving agenda for
yes,
that. Would someone like to move? Thank you, Councillor Halljack, and seconded Councillor O'Meehan.
Thank you, thank you, Shelley.
Harry, 8-0.
Good. Thank you, everybody.
Just for everyone's information, Councillor Kittle will also be absent for our information briefing session in June. Okay, do we have any questions on notice? No. Public question time. Do we have any questions?
I'm just here because I needed a break from cutting wood.
Good on you.
And we love that you're here.
Absolutely, yes.
We love that you're here. We have two declarations of interest and or interest affecting impartiality. Do you want to first, please?
Yes, thank you, Madam President. We have Councillor O'Meehan on item 11.4, she's adopting a local and possibly new energy facilities. Councillor Cray, item 11.7, which is a bushfire advisory committee member.
Thank you. Okay, confirmation of previous meeting minutes from the 23rd of April 2025. Thank you, Councillor Martin. Seconder, please. Thank you, Councillor Kittle. Would either of you like to speak?
No, all good.
All right, let's vote. All in favour? Carried 8-0. Let's, item 10, announcements by presiding members without discussion. Let's go around the room. We'll start with Councillor Halljack.
No, thank you.
Nothing to report, Councillor Minister? This is where your opportunity to speak to any meetings that you might have attended.
Oh, sorry. I'm thinking about retiring. yes. We did go down to the rural roads, and I also went to, that was pretty self-explanatory, but David and I did go down to Tanana, to the gravel roads set up there, and that was absolutely splendid the way they did it. And there's a lot we can get from that. And two things I really took out of it was, one, they had all the sponsors in a circle. So everybody came off the run and in amongst them. So and all the bikes were all there together. All those folk were around there together. They had a signboard up, which I thought was a pretty, I'll take some pictures of it, of all the sponsors, so everybody can see up there like that. And then they had the catering, which I thought possibly could have been closer than it was. It was a bit far away. But generally, look, we had so much we take home. I know Kia, Nia's been over with David, and if we can't really get some stuff out of that, well, we're sad to make it. But it was a great experience to go there and just see it all happen. But apart from that, I think, yeah, it's done on the source report.
Yeah, thank you. That's the
play. Yep, so other than what I had listed there, I attended the Board and Pavilion Committee meeting. Once again, that's really good, doing lots of things, quite a few events coming up. They had quite a positive report about results of the Board and Next Cup, which showed quite a good profit and seems like it was well worth doing. So they hope to continue with that. And also, I've ended Sunday, not last Sunday, the Sunday before, the Ongra Town Teams do over meeting in Ongra, which was very well attended. I think there was a quarter of the population of the town was in attendance and people with a lot of really good ideas. And very impressed that we had four people from the Shire there. So David and Rick were there, and Bob and Colin, the new town gardener. So really big thanks to all those people for giving up their time to
and yourself
to come. And I have a vested interest there, I think it was really good that you were all there, David, and I think it should win us a few brownie points, which we don't get a lot of.
Thank you. And some interesting information from the coordinator.
Yeah, maybe I'll bring that one up later on.
Thank you, Councillor Cray. Councillor Kittle. Councillor Callaghan.
No, other than to say that I was very... Yonganau had a meeting, scheduled meeting last Thursday, but I was unable to attend. So I can't give you any update on that.
Thank you, Councillor Callaghan. Councillor O'Neill.
Just apart from meetings that were listed, I, along with Councillor Callaghan and our CEO, went later in the afternoon, and Donna Rodney came, attended the Reconciliation WA Knowing Right Little Yarn workshop, Councillor Callaghan, which is informing the Great Southern RAP, which is the Reconciliation Action Plan. Some great discussion. The setting up of a committee will eventuate from that to inform that process going forward. So I think expressions of interest went in from this show for people to be on it, but also invaluable for when we move forward and perhaps do some of our planning based out of what the regional plan does. So that was a great thing to be part of and interesting listening to Reconciliation WA and the work they're doing in that space. And the only other thing was just to reiterate what Mick said about the town team do-over. I attended with Mick the last OCD Ombrook Community Development meeting, and the kudos to the Shire staff for being in attendance to listen and learn what the locals wanted was very evident from that meeting. It was discussed a number of times. So well done on that. Thank you.
Thank you. I did read during the week that a number of local governments during this week, which is Reconciliation Week, are hosting events in their chambers, particularly a yarning breakfast. And when the community development team raised it with me, it was the end of last week, it was too short a time to organise it for this year. But I definitely think it's something we should put in place for next year. Okay.
Actually, it's been a good week all round, actually. I've listed on the ABC regularly, and it's certainly been a lot of activities, good activities.
Yeah, it's good, isn't it? Okay, I've got my email here that I sent to Melody. I've had a number of meetings in the last month with our Rural Health Alliance, which we are coming up with a better name than that before we head to Canberra, but that is the alliance of shires that are working together and funding the CEO and I to attend the Australian Local Government Association Week in Canberra. We are being as strategic as we can when it comes to meeting with both state and federal ministers prior to the conference. We actually had a phone meeting today, and Rick Wilson was online, and unfortunately there'll be very few federal ministers in Canberra the week of the Albert conference because the Prime Minister has decided that they won't meet until the 22nd of July. So that's a shame. But this is a marathon, not a sprint. So we are moving in the right direction. We're making some really solid progress. And hopefully at the Albert conference, the people that we do get to meet with will have an impact and they will come away remembering what we are trying to achieve. And we're actually also hoping to connect with other local governments around the country that are in the same situation as us, a number being in Queensland and South Australia. I did a bit of radio, spent a bit of time on the radio with our regarding the person that was rock climbing off Lough Nole, who I would hate to think of the dollar value of the rescue of that person. A helicopter brought a team of professionals from Perth, and another helicopter brought a team of paid professionals from Albany. Plus, we had 12 plus Shire volunteers down at the Stirling Ranges for the weekend. My point during that interview was that we just cannot continue as a Shire to continue to stress our volunteers when they are spending hours and hours down at Stirling Ranges. And this isn't someone who walked on the track and got lost. This is someone who decided to climb down the face of Lough Nole on a weekend. So we actually do need to reach out and chat to the state government about some recompense for particularly for our volunteers and a bit more support. And, you know, the question was asked of me, you know, should there be some governance over people doing extreme sports in the Stirling Ranges? And, you know, perhaps that is something that we need to have two or three weekends a year where we have our emergency services in place at the Stirling Ranges and people can do more controlled events. Anyway, it's all food for thought. There is a meeting next week that's being organised by the Noongar Police where they're going to start exploring some of those things. And that's probably all for me. Thank you. Okay. Moving on to item 11.1, the adoption amendment number 15 to the local planning scheme, number 2, Whitehead Road. Would you like to speak to this?
Thank you, Madam President. Councillors will be familiar with this this site of property, which would be in the third journey of rezoning back in November. Quite a lengthy process that has to be worked through. So since that point, the relevant minister has granted approval for the amendment. It's been advertised for 42 days and there were 8 submissions and they're all detailed in the report. If council chooses to approve the recommendation, the amendment will be sent to the minister for final endorsement of what we recommend. The recommendation is for approval.
Thank you. Any
questions?
Any questions for the CEO?
Is there, have we given any thought to the possibility of looking after the family and children's group in the marketing of that? I've spoken to them and a couple of them at Denise and so forth. We had a good talk about it. Your money is a shortage of there, but assisting them in getting a grant, something like that, so they can get hold of the building. You're obviously, by the way, you're nodding here, you've got it under control. That's good that we're looking after them because, as Denise said, there's 20 kids on the waiting list. There's another 20 that aren't even there yet. And if we keep producing children like this, we'll need a condom.
Thank you, Councillor Martin. Would you like to speak to us?
Thank you, Madam President. And Councillor Cray, I'm well aware of
that. Good on you, Mr. Chair.
My apologies.
That's right, he looks like me, but he's ugly.
Thank you, good point. We're ready. Would someone like to move officer's recommendation 1 and 2?
Yes.
Yes, thank you, Councillor Humjack, and seconded Councillor Cray. Would you like to speak to the officer recommendation?
No, thank you.
Councillor Cray?
I will. I don't think we're actually really so much changing the use of this property. We're just expanding the possibilities for it. So there is still well and truly the opportunity for it to be used for a childcare or kindergarten or whatever. So, I think it's a positive thing to do.
Thank you, Councillor Cray. Anyone like to speak against? No, let's put it to the vote. All in favour?
Very thanks, Leo.
Okay. Apologies, everyone. I'm using a laptop instead of my iPad for the first time. It's easy to shoot through.
Number 11.2, proposed permanent road closure.
Thank you. 11.2, the proposed permanent road closure, portion of Albemarle Street. And again, I'll hand over to Chief.
Thank you, Madam President. Again, this has been a lengthy process and required under law, so we'll be following the steps, the planning changes steps. Proposal has been advertised and submission were received with submission of these holding paper themselves, and they'll be addressed. And if council approves this request, the next step will be allowing the report to be sent to the minister for approval. And happy to take any questions.
Questions for the CEO? No. Someone would like to move the office recommendations. Thank you, Councillor Minister. Seconder? Thank you, Councillor Martin. Councillor Minister, would you like to speak to the office recommendation?
Yep. Thanks for the opportunity. Just looking at the opportunity itself, I know we've taken on a fair few different aspects in taking on those community members' views in this space, and I think looking at what this can become is a positive for the community in the future. And I think it not only improves our community, but it improves the social well-being of our people as well.
Thank you. Anyone else like to speak?
I'll just endorse what Councillor Miller just said.
Thank you. Anyone like to speak against the officer recommendation? And let's do a full vote, please. All in favour? Very 8-0. Item 11.3, initiation to adopt amendment number 16 to the local planning scheme, number 2 for advertising. And again, to CEO.
Thank you, Madam President. Councillors, this particular report is about changing the zoning of these blocks to allow us greater scope or flexibility if and when eventually we're able to build on this block of land. Process involves of the council resolving to modify the zoning, which is what we'll be doing now. And this is then sent to the EPA and to the minister. Then has to be advertised. Then it comes back to council to consider any responses to those adverts. And then ultimately, if council approves going to the next step, then needs to go back to the minister for approval. And certainly happy to take any questions.
That makes sense of the question. I know that's pretty fair. The contribution with Russell, I think, sort of covered this pretty well. But we've got a bit of room to move and a few things to do there that'll make it pretty spectacular showing the whole thing when it's all done. Yeah.
Thank you, Councillor Martin.
I'll be outside just looking at you going.
Any other comments or questions for the CEO? No? Is someone happy to move 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 and 6? Thank you, Councillor O'Meehan. A seconder? Thank you, Councillor Cray. Councillor Amir, would you like to speak to the Office of Recommendations?
Just to say, excellent work to see this progressing, and I think anything that we can do within the realms of the legislation to rezone, to give us a greater mix of housing density and housing type when we're looking at housing issues in all our shire is a great outcome. So I think this gives us a really excellent couple of blocks to come up with fantastic design for, and also a good mix of housing. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor O'Meara. Any other councillors like to speak to the motion? Thank you.
I just back up what Councillor O'Meara had to say, but I also think it's really important that we're going to need funding, we're going to need help to make this happen, but it's good to have it. We need to progress it and have it ready so that the land is ready to go when we do manage to find funding.
Thank you. Very good point. Would anyone like to speak against the officer recommendation? No, let's put it to a vote, please. All in favour? 8-0. All right. 11.4. The adoption of the local planning policy, renewable energy facilities. Again, I'll hand over to the Chief Executive Officer.
Thank you, Madam President. Again, just wanted to thank you, Council, been part of the process of getting this new planning policy adopted. It's gone through an advertising process and there were no responses to the advert at all. And so we need to have to take your questions.
Any questions? No?
No.
Would someone like to move the officer recommendation?
Oh, yeah.
Thank you, Councillor Martin. No.
Or Craig, which
I'm.
I might be older than
a lot, but that's why we've got to name plate.
That's exactly right.
No, second to please. Thank you, Councillor Kittle. Councillor Martin, would you like to speak to the officer recommendation?
That's the phantom in here.
No, thank you.
But I think it's all good to keep it going.
Thank you, Councillor Kittle. Would anyone like to speak against the officer recommendation? Okay, then let's all vote, please. Sorry, actually, before we vote, we had 11.4 is Councillor O'Neill's step of line. We had to record that on the recording. Right, so it's been recorded. You can vote, yes.
Okay.
All in favour?
Yeah.
Thank you. 8-0. All right. 11.5, the adoption of local planning policy for Noongar Airport. And the CEO.
Thank you, Madam President. This report is to do with, obviously, to do with the airport in Noongar. It's very similar to the previous report. We've gone through a process, and part of the process has been advertising the change of policy. And again, there were no responses to those adverts. So I'm happy to take any questions.
Any questions? No? Would someone like to move the officer recommendation? Thank you, Councillor Callaghan. And a seconder, please.
Yep.
Thank you, Councillor Martin. Would you like to speak to the officer recommendation?
To acknowledge the work that's gone on in the background to get us to this point. Thank you, CEO and staff. I know this has been a work in progress, but it's moving forward. It's a very positive thing, and it offers development opportunities into the future without actually committing us to a great deal at all. This is a very positive outcome.
Thank you, Councillor Calvin. Would anyone else like to speak to the motion or against it? No, let's vote on the officer recommendations 1 and 2. 8-0 carried. Thank you. 11.6, provision of community emergency services. Again, CEO.
Thank you, Madam President. Councillors, this report is seeking endorsement to renew the memorandum of understanding that we have with DPES and Tyler Shires to do with sharing the sediment resource. It's been in place for 4 years. It's worked particularly well and suggested that it's renewed pretty much on the exact same terms and conditions. So the MOU, you'll notice, is still draft, but the changes are very minimal. And this is seeking Council's endorsement to, obviously, for me as the CEO to sign that memorandum of understanding and also to include the costs in the budget and long-term financial plan. So, take your questions.
Yeah, you've highlighted the overtime and so forth in the report here. That is just to say that we will pay or Cogenup will pay.
Thank you, Councillor. DPES should pay the overtime.
No, okay, cool.
Question? Any other questions for the CEO? If not, can I have Council please move the officer recommendations 1 through 4? Thank you, Councillor Cray. A seconder, thank you, Councillor Callaghan. Would I would you like to speak to the motion? Thank you.
I'd just like to say that as an FCO on the fire brigade, I see how much work our SESM does for us, and I think we've had really, really good value in the last couple of years out of our SESM, and I'd like to see it continue.
Thank you. Any other additional comments?
I would too, and just on that theme, but from a different perspective, as someone that isn't involved directly in this fire space, I can tell you how often I get comments, complimentary comments about this work. And my particular Venn diagram doesn't overlap all that much in this space. And yet I hear people talking about the good work that this man does and how important and valuable he is. So I absolutely applaud this. I'm very grateful that he's here with us, that we have him. I think a lot of this is personality a different person in that job, we might not be so happy. But this officer is doing a sterling job, and the package around him, the things that he's designed to do, is impressing and supporting our community. So this was a lovely piece of work to see this here now. Did I hear you say, David, that he has been with us for 4 years?
No. The grant's in place for 4 years. He's been with us not quite 2 years.
Yes, that's it. But no, it's very good indeed. I'm not at all surprised to hear that the Fieries are saying he's good value, but it's impressed me every time anyone said it to me that I'm hearing it from a completely different point of view in the community.
Thank you. Anyone speak against the officer recommendation?
Better not.
No? Excellent. Let's vote, please. All in favour? 8. You will be carried.
Shouldn't really say that.
I heard you.
11.
All the hearing aids are over on that side of the room.
Yeah. Right, we're moving right along. 11.7, and this is Councillor Powers.
Yes.
Okay, the Bushfire Advisory Committee minute. Closed fire and fuel hazard reduction order for 25-26, and I will hand over to our Deputy Chief Executive Officer.
Thank you, Madam President. So as per the requirements, it has the Bushfire Advisory Committee minutes attached, so which happened earlier this year, 8th of April, I believe. And also our proposed fire breaking fuel hazard reduction order for the 25-26, which will go out as usual with our rates notices. We will hopefully next year we'll be able to look at revising those fire breaking fuel hazard reduction notices just to make them a little bit, with each iteration we'll try and make them a little bit more user friendly, but we need to get these out with our rates notices. Any questions? Happy to.
No? Any questions for the Deputy CEO? No? Would someone like to move the officer recommendation, please? Thank you, Councillor O'Meara. And seconder? Thank you, Councillor Cray. Would either of you like to speak to the officer recommendation?
No.
Thank you. Anyone speak again? No, let's vote then. All in favour? Thank you. 8. Apologies, everyone. 11.8, policy provisions, and again, the Deputy Chief Executive Officer.
Thank you, Madam President. This is a policy rescission, so I think there's about 16 policies there. They're just being made of Council's policies, as in, so we don't bring them to Council, because these are, we're noted in a recent order that these are actually operational policies and not Council policies. So in terms of them being rescinded, it's not, they're not being completely taken out, they're just not coming back to it. It's not Council's responsibility to oversee them. They have internal policies, so they'll go as part of our internal policy register. So they will stay, but they're just in a different format. Happy to take any questions.
Any questions? No? Would someone like to move the offer recommendation? Thank you, Councillor Callaghan. A seconder, please. Sorry, Ian. Would either of you like to speak to the officer recommendation?
I'll just close the door on that one. This did get some good conversation at our workshop, and that was where the explanations for what was going on occurred. Thank you for saying that again, Madam Deputy CEO. But it is simple and straightforward, and this is what we've discussed before, so there shouldn't be any question with this.
Thank you. Anything else from around the room? Would anyone like to speak against the officer's recommendation? No? Let's vote, please. All in favour? 8. You have carried. 11.9. Related parties transactions policy review. That's CEO.
Thank you, Madam President. This year, key management personnel or people operating in a position of making decisions for the council are required to sign the declarations in accordance with County Standard AASB 124, which is related parties. When we were reviewing this policy, we felt that it needed to be expanded to make sure that everybody who was captured under that definition was in fact captured by the policy. So it's simply a couple of minor changes to that policy to make sure it's consistent with the accounting standard. Certainly happy to take any questions.
Any questions? No? Would someone like to move the officer recommendation? Thank you, Councillor Craig. Seconded, Councillor Minotaur. Would either of you like to speak?
No, I think it's pretty self-explanatory.
Yeah. Anyone speak against?
No.
No? Let's vote. All in favour? Nate. Neil. Okay. 11.10. Mount Trio Music Muster 2025.
Perfect title. The little musical ding-dong, and now we're Music Muster.
Hand over to the Chief Executive Officer.
Thank you, Madam President. The report is to do with the music muster at Mount Trio. This will be the third year that they've sought approval from council to hold that. So, if our environmental health officer has assessed their requirement or what their process they're going to follow and is happy to endorse it. Part of their request was that, in fact, they were given a 3-year approval to start coming back each year, which was a very sensible request, I think. The other part of the report was they were requesting that council would be a sponsor of the event and the sponsorship would come in the form of waiving fees. And the recommendation is that that council endorses the 3-year approval but doesn't waive the fees, and being a sponsor to the event will be approaching them in a different format. Certainly happy to take any questions.
Councillor Callaghan.
For you, David, did our man, whose name is eluding me, Tony, thank you, who spoke so well and understandingly around this relationship, has he already discussed this with the proponents or the people affected by this?
He may have had a conversation that it's been discussed at a council level, but he certainly wouldn't have said it's been approved or not.
No. Appreciate that distinction. I'm just concerned around the timing. This goes public and it says, no, we're not going to do it. Again, we're on the back foot explaining.
I will call the proponents to mind.
That's where I was leading us to. Thank you very much. That is exactly what I think we need here. Because we've actually got a really positive plan for them, but they'll turn it into a negative. In half a heartbeat, yeah.
Thank you, Councillor Callaghan. Any other questions for the CEO? No, would someone like to move the two officer recommendations? Thank you, Councillor O'Meara, and seconded Councillor Martin. Would either of you like to speak?
I would like to. I'd just like to say that I think issuing the 3-year conditions and certificate is a great step in the right direction for this event. It gives them continuity and it gives them an assurance that all the work they're doing to meet our standards is going ahead. I would also like that it will be reviewed as part of a yearly review after the event. So I think we have some checks and balances in there. And I think that we are going down the right path by not taking up their offer to waive our fees and charges against sponsorship. I think that would set a precedent in this room that could happen. And I think our fees and charges are there to recover our costs and to pay for extensive staff time on these sorts of proposals. And I think, as the CEO rightly said, there's a place for coming forward and asking for sponsorship, so that will happen down the track. But, yeah, I think that setting that sort of precedent of a fee waiver is not something that I personally, and I think as council, we should head down. Thanks.
Thank you, Councillor O'Meara.
I'll just drop that. I'd like to endorse Councillor Min's statement that, and as it's been pointed out earlier, our fees and charges need to be recovered. So we are doing everything that's required within the local government area, and then they can make their application and can go through. But we're doing everything according to the book, and I think that's worth doing.
Thank you, Councillor Martin. Any other comments for the motion? Would anyone like to speak against the motion? No, let's vote, please, on both recommendations. All in favour? 8-0. Thank you. Item 11.11, August 31st National General Assembly of Local Governments in Canberra from the 24th to the 27th of June 2025. Hand over to you, CEO.
Thank you, Madam President. Madam President, this is simply to follow a process of ensure that you're compliant, the council's compliant with the policy of training and councils attending courses of this nature. The policy requires to be approved at the council level. The recommendation simply is that the attendees are approved and that the shall incur those costs. The costs are being budgeted in the 24-25 budget. So we haven't taken any questions.
We didn't need anyone to make a declaration.
No, that's it.
No questions?
I just hope you meet the right people.
Would someone like to move the officer recommendation 1 and 2, please? Thank you, Councillor Hamiljack. And seconded, thank you, Councillor Martin. Would either of you like to speak? No. Would anyone like to speak against the officer recommendation? Let's vote then, please. All in favour? Carried 8-0. List of payments from the municipal fund and transaction card accounts for the period 1 to 30 April 2025. I'll hand over to the Deputy CEO to speak to this item if you have anything you'd like to add.
Thanks, Madam President. I just take it as read, I presume, and if there's any questions, standard report.
Any questions? No? Would someone like to move the officer recommendation, please? Thank you, Councillor Minotaur. And seconded, Councillor Callaghan. Would either of you like to speak?
No, thank you.
Anyone speak against? No, let's vote. All in favour? 8-0 carried. 11.3, April 2025 monthly financial statements. Again, any questions for our Deputy CEO? No? Would someone like to move the officer recommendation? Thank you, Councillor Kittle. And a seconder, please. Thank you, Councillor Vermeer. Would either of you like to speak? No? No one speak again? Let's vote, please. All in favour? 8-0. Carried. Okay, number 13, urgent business introduced by decision of council. No? Motion of which previous notice has been given, nil. The date of our next meeting is a little out of the ordinary. It will be held on the 18th of June to make room for those councillors who will be in Canberra the week after. And I would like to thank councillors and staff and our visitor for being present here today. And I will declare our meeting closed at 4:09 p.m. Thank you, everyone. And the recording.
Thank you.